California officials have figured out a way to pay for a controversial $35 million voter outreach contract signed last year with a firm linked to then-candidate Joe Biden's presidential campaign. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. State Controller Betty Yee had refused to pay the firm last year, saying the Secretary of State's office signed the contract without budget authority. The legislature on Monday approved a state budget amendment aimed at allowing the payment. On Monday, California lawmakers cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments as part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping those with low to moderate incomes weather the pandemic. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign the bill into law today, one day after it passed the state legislature by a wide margin. The COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. topped 500,000 on Monday. President Biden held a sunset moment of silence and a candle lighting ceremony at the White House and ordered American flags lowered at federal buildings for the next 5 days. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The California Department of Public Health lowering Humboldt County's COVID rating from the purple zone widespread to the red substantial. The move expected means that more businesses can open up to more activity. Indoor dining will be allowed at local restaurants and retail stores can move up to 50% capacity. The changes took effect at midnight and will last for a minimum of 2 weeks. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.